escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I can never hear this song without the snorting in it.
You know what? When I listened to it, I thought it was going to play the snorting.
That's the best. Welcome back. Midday show. All right. Yeah. It's officially football season, everyone, because we have drama in Big D Cowboys land.
Say so, the drama for your mama.
Yeah, they arrived yesterday at Cowboys camp, and of course, Micah Parsons is planning to show up and not hold out, even though he doesn't have a contract yet. Jerry Jones asked yesterday about Micah Parsons and the impending contract issues with his star pass rusher.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Good old chair.
This is the year. For him to sit there and make that inflammatory comment about Dak, and then, well, Micah, and then Dak.
Oh, his two best players.
It's crazy.
It was crazy.
I mean, for you to sit there and litigate in front of everybody the way that you did about these two players is bananas. Knowing that, you know, you're probably in contract negotiations. Mm-hmm. And for you to say that, you're – somebody has, what's his son's name, Steven?
Steven Jones.
Well, you know how dad is. You know he about to go to the upper room. So don't take that personal, dog. That's probably what he's telling him. You know, he didn't mean it like that. That's just crazy to say. Like, basically you saying, well, you know, I don't know how your availability is going to be because you might get hurt because you was hurt last year. That's a hell of a way to negotiate.
So J.J. Watt saw the clip of what we just played for you, and he put this on Twitter. Quote, anytime you could publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting you. Hugh, you know who reposted that? Micah Parsons.
Yeah. I mean, because it's true. You, like, I can remember being in negotiations and, you know, stuff is said behind closed doors. You know, it gets real, you know, talking about your production and da-da-da-da. But to sit there in an open forum like that and say that and knowing, like, the way it's set up now, you're going to immediately go get the player's retort.
Of course.
And everybody has something to say. That was just a bold move by Jerry. Like I said, I feel this is probably Jerry's cancel season. I feel like this is the year he's going to get way too comfortable
in one of those press conferences. The absolute glory hole.
Well, he's almost there, obviously.
Dude, he's almost there. So he's going to say something, and everybody's going to be like, oh, did he just say that? Like, he's on his way. He's on his way. He's definitely on his way.
Well,
I'm here for it, too.
Yeah, I know you. Well, I think we all are. I mean, obviously, the downfall of the Cowboys is one of our favorite things on the show. And it just, now it feels like football season. I know we're going to be at camp tomorrow. It's going to feel like football tomorrow when we're out there at practice. it feels like training camp is beginning now that Jerry Jones is having a public contract dispute with one of his star players. Like, we're back now. This is football season has arrived, and I am even stronger in my view that the Cowboys will win no more than 7 games. This is a disaster of a football team, disaster of a... Brian Schottenheimer is the one that is trying to put out the fires. He's like a make-believe Sirianni. Sirianni, if he wasn't any good, that's Brian Schottenheimer. Speaking of all this,
Sirianni is the eighth
best coach. Yeah. That's a good ranking. There's a lot of good coaches. I mean, there's good
Dan
coaches.
Dan Campbell, though.
Dan Campbell's a very good coach.
He won right 15 there.
I mean, come on.
Football games with the Lions.
Great. Oh, man. It's amazing.
He
did make the Lions relevant,
though. What did Dan Campbell do?
Make them relevant?
He made the Lions
relevant. Call plays on either side of the ball.
No, he doesn't. He's Sirianni.
I know, but Sirianni is a winner. He didn't blow.
He's a winner.
Dan Campbell just lost to a 6th seed and a rookie at home in the playoffs.
Yeah. Defense.
That's the number one
was
seed.
Decimated.
Decimated,
though.
Yeah.
Decimated. Look,
I had to keep the same energy for Sirianni I did for Hurts.
No.
If I didn't want to bump Hurts up too much because of the Super Bowl, I had to do the same thing with Sirianni.
Whoa. Hold on. He's a coach, though.
I know.
Okay. It's a little bit different.
To me, they're a little bit more similar than other teams because they do benefit from a lot around them. Right?
I don't know what goes on a coach's resume other than wins. Whereas the quarterback is...
awesome press conferences. Mm-hmm. Biting people ankles.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Biting ankles.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
I mean, if it's just on press conferences, Sirianni's top two. And he's not two.
That's pretty dope.
Yep, Pride of Mount Union. It was Mount Union, right?
Mount Union. He's wide receiver.
Pride of Mount Union.
How'd you forget all those great years at Mount Union?
Yeah, he was balling.
He was a good player. All right, Cowboy Jim in New Jersey wants to comment on his Cowboys as a disaster. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Before I get to Jerry Jones and his intervention,
yeah.
Joe, listen, Kyle. Oh, yeah, Kyle, you're back. Oh, yeah, God bless America. Yeah, great. Listen, Hugh, you can't take off because last week it was Joe and Kyle, and they take 10 calls every half hour, and all you hear is Kyle saying, "What are you talking about?" So you can't. We can't.
People should start making more sense, if you ask me.
What are you talking about? Yeah, about you, you moron. Listen,
get on the.
Jim, do you have anything to bring to the table today?
No.
What did Jerry say that was so bad?
Well, he's in a contract negotiation with his star player.
And he talked about him being hurt.
Yeah, which is not even really a theme of the guy's career. Doesn't he play, other than last year, he's played 16 or 17 games each year. You got me here defending Micah Parsons.
He took a shot at his quarterback that he didn't want to pay last year.
He's not taking a shot at them. What he's saying is this. He's just saying this. You guys were like, oh, the Cowboys are terrible, they're this, they're that. Those players were hurt. All right, so you blame Jerry Jones for them being hurt.
No one said that.
No.
Okay.
Just for that comment.
Yes, that's what you're doing. That is what you're saying.
It's not what anyone's doing.
It's the comment, like, throwing them under the bus. Like, just because I paid...
They got hurt. Why would they be upset that he said, well, they got hurt?
Did you see maybe you missed it.
Maybe I wasn't listening.
J.J. Watt said it is basically, he took offense as a player if an owner did that. And Micah Parsons saw what J.J. Watt said and reposted it. Don't you see the problem here?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't see what I don't see any problem.
This radio station is the definition of leading horses to water and just watching them look back at you.
I have no problem with Jer Bear. I have no problem.
Neither do we. I love him. I hope he stays around forever. I hope he avoids the upper room for at least another 5 years.
The upper room.
Dude, he's not gonna say what you think he's gonna say. He's not. Okay.
Not in front of the cameras.
There's gonna be an email.
He's going to think it's a text message and he's emailing it.
What you say, Jim? He's not going to say it.
What do you think he's going to say? Okay, because I happen to work with somebody that is related to Jerry Jones, okay? And she's half honeysuckle and half jasmine, okay? So Jerry's got that in his blood. So don't think that he's going to come out.
Speaking of that, did he ever claim that daughter that came out and said that he was the daddy? Did he ever claim her?
He probably gave her $1 million.
Yeah, that seemed like a big payoff to make everyone go away.
Lost money.
And as for these Phillies celebrating, look what they did last year when they celebrated after going to the playoffs. You would have thought they'd have won the World Series.
Well, they won the division.
Their celebrations are out of control. It's out of control.
The division one is fine. I mean, that's an accomplishment to win the division.
And the Cowboys are not going to have 7 losses. They're going to have 5 losses.
No, seven wins. 7 wins, Jim. You're misunderstanding. 7 wins. 7 wins, 10 losses for the Cowboys. You know how many games the Cowboys are going to win this year? off top of your head?
Probably about five.
Five wins.
Five games. Wow. Five, six. You think the Cowboys are going to be good?
Kyle does.
No, hold on.
You do.
He just threw you.
You do.
He threw you way under the bus.
You don't think they're going to be?
I don't know
how many times I have to say this. I just don't think everybody should just be dismissing them all of a sudden.
But I'm not
sitting here telling you they're going to be a great team.
No, they're going to
win a playoff game or whatever.
But there's a line between good and that.
Sure. Okay. So if you're going to ask me, like, is the second team in this division going to win 9-10 games, maybe even 11? Yes. And I think that very well could be Dallas.
That's pretty good to good. 9, 10, 11. Okay. Yeah. I mean, 9's pretty good. 9's average. 10 is pretty good.
They're dysfunctional.
11's good.
They're dysfunctional right now.
I agree.
They seem dysfunctional going into every season.
Well, that's
and then they manage to win games.
They typically do. But now I'm going to defend Jerry. If the quarterback gets hurt again, they're screwed. I mean, he's not getting any younger. These are major injuries Dak Prescott keeps having, right? There was a hamstring last year.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we understood, it was like a severe hamstring injury. I mean, usually hamstring injuries, you come back in 6 weeks. He just disappeared the whole season.
So wait a minute. Y'all think that a career special teams coach, career coordinator, is going to come in and he's going to write the shit for the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
Win like nine games?
He's going to be overwhelmed.
What was Harbaugh for the Ravens before he was their coach?
Harbaugh came from a coaching tree. Like, he came from coaching lineage, though. Like, his pops was a hell of a coach.
What was Brian Schottenheimer's pops?
Yeah, oh, but he. Dude,
you're just describing Brian Schottenheimer.
No, I'm not. How long has this Schottenheimer cat been in the league?
A long time.
How many years, Kyle?
I don't know.
He was the Jets.
How many years was Harbaugh in the league before he was the Ravens coach?
Harbaugh was a coach for at least 5 years.
Okay.
And then he became a head coach. And they made the right.
But he was a special teams coach.
They were reluctant. Well, he was a special teams coach first. Then he became a position coach. And then he went on to be a head coach.
Rob Thompson was a bench coach before he was the Phillies manager.
I mean, I hear you, and so was Brad Snicker.
Brad Snicker was a
bench coach.
All right, I just think you're being a little bit dismissive.
Why are you riding so hard for the Cowboys? That's the question that I'm asking.
This is shocking. I mean,
why are you riding so hard?
Because you're backing me up against the wall. Why do you think the Cowboys are going to be good? I'll tell you why.
I do think Kyle brings some fair retorts to the conversation.
No, he doesn't.
But, well, he does. There is one difference. There is one difference we can add in.
What?
Like, John Harbaugh was able to get Ray Lewis and Ed Reed to start his coaching career. It was a pretty good landing spot for him. Brian Schottenheimer taking over the Cowboys, who just won, what, they win 7 games?
They're going to have Micah Parsons. They're going to have a pretty good quarterback.
Yes.
They're going to have two solid wide receivers.
Sure.
I mean, it's not like he's inheriting no talent whatsoever.
No, but also, let's go back to that time when John Harbaugh took over the Ravens. There was one threat in the division. It was just Steelers, right, with Ben Roethlisberger. They got to play tomato cans in the Bengals and Browns. There's one tomato can in the NFC East. The other one might be the Cowboys themselves. Like, the two teams that played in the title game last year are in this division.
Well, hold on, Kai. But I think the Commanders are going to fall off.
I know you do. I disagree.
We did get a call last week that the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Wait a minute, what?
It was, I can't remember his name.
Was he high?
May have been, yeah. We didn't have you here to ask him, but yes. All right, speaking of high-pitched voices, we need to talk about another big name out there that has not yet arrived at camp. Hugh, one of your favorites, Trey Hendrickson, has not arrived yet at Cincinnati Bengals camp. They're still haggling over money.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Couldn't wait. I saw Kyle spooling that up as you said it. He ain't coming.
Why?
He ain't getting paid. No,
I want him here.
Oh, no, he ain't coming. Well, he ain't coming. He ain't going to Cincinnati.
Well, then he needs a team to play for this season. I know one that could certainly use an
They're going to probably hold him hostage, though, man. I can see them holding him hostage.
Well, what good does that do them or us?
Because they didn't even sign their first-round draft pick yet, right?
No, I actually saw their owner, Mike Brown, yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute. He's going back to school, isn't he?
No,
I heard he was going back to school.
No, so the coach shot that down. I think they allowed him to come back to Texas A&M to hang out and maybe use the facilities and work out, but he's not going to play.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're right. He's still holding out their first-round pick. It may be overkill, but we may need a daily Trey Hendrickson update here on the show. I mean, it could be important for us just to make sure we all know that Hugh Douglas does like Trey Hendrickson.
That's what we're doing. This is what we do.
Did you miss me?
I mean, I'm starting to rethink that now. Though.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Matt in Bristol's up. Hey, Matt.
That's the ultimate glory hole. I love it when he calls with that guy.
He's doing the Carmen.
Carmen's the best. Yeah, until he makes me feel bad of myself. But usually I like him. Matt, what are you thinking today?
So you guys are talking about the Phillies, and I think everything is going wrong for Dombrowski because I think he was trying to showcase Abel and that blew up. And I think Bohm was a chip they might have used and he got hurt. And Painter is not lighting up the scoreboard. Well, he is lighting up the scoreboard in AAA. You know, he's getting like five innings in and not pitching real well. So I think to me, prospects are just chips. Because they're not major league players. And how many times have we, this guy's untradeable and that guy's untradeable, and we trade them away and they end up doing nothing. I mean, Kyle Drabeck or Brandon Duckworth or any of them guys.
Oh, there's plenty of them over the years.
Yeah.
And Matt, like, I understand holding on if you believe in them, but sometimes it's almost like a stock. You have to sell high.
Yeah.
Right? Unfortunately, it feels like Miller and Painter, their stocks were higher last year, and now we still might be able to use them. But last year, I mean, they were like everyone wanted those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I would – so when we're talking about what they're trying to do, I'm trying to be realistic. And that doesn't mean that they can't get somebody like a Joe Blanton to come in that's, wouldn't be like a – he wasn't like a high-on-the-radar guy, and he ended up coming in here and helping them win a World Series. So I think they're definitely going to make a move, but I'm not expecting like a huge splash.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. Hugh certainly does.
And yeah, Matt, that's not going to happen.
The way you framed it, that could work. My only issue with it is Dombrowski hasn't hit on those kind of guys. Like, he tried that last year, right? Austin Hayes was that, and then he, unfortunately, it didn't work out here. Like, I'm okay with that if it works, but it's got to work.
Well, I think one of the guys you're looking at is is the pitcher we signed yesterday. That's the guy that
David Robertson.
May or may not be the guy that might help with the bullpen. Bullpen's a mess. I mean, it's just a mess, and it's costing us games. And I'll bring up one other thing because it's really been aggravating me. And if you guys have heard me call about this, you know, I thought they finally fixed it. When they took Schwarber out of the leadoff, and now they're batting him two. Like, what? We aren't scoring runs because the lineup is screwed up again. And I don't know if it's Topper or the analytics guys saying that this is the best way. He's a four-hole hitter or a five-hole hitter. He's not a top-of-the-lineup guy. And it's driving me bonkers.
So they're not scoring. Yeah, well, they're not scoring enough. And, Matt, I think it could work, but you got to move the right guys in around. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. You know, to me, that what he's talking about has been exasperated here by Bohm getting hurt, right? Mm-hmm. So he wants Schwarber to hit cleanup, Bryce third, Trey first. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. With Bohm out, who's hitting second? Like, if you want to do it the way our last caller did, Trey one, Bryce three, Schwarber four, they don't have a two hitter.
Mm-hmm.
But like, with Bohm out of the lineup, it throws things off. Like, who are you just going to put a two? Castellanos? No. Mm-hmm.
Definitely not that.
Kepler.
Yeah, he's been crying for more time. I mean, it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that didn't work. The fact that Stott has stunk for 2.5 months does not help this. I mean, that brings me back to when, Kyle, we did finish in the Phillies role, the Stephen Kwan thing. Like, that would give you another guy you could put near the top.
Mm-hmm. One or two.
One or two, right. And then you could, him and Trey just
play ball.
Alternate.
I think I'd rather have Max, our YouTube guy, hit number two than Max Kepler.
I would too, yeah. Do you have faith in anyone less than Max Kepler right now? I mean, I just imagine it's usually just a ground ball to second or a pop-up. I can't handle it.
You notice he's swinging at every first pitch now?
Yeah.
Do you think this is a tantrum?
Because I think he's crying, what happened a few weeks ago about him complaining about where he was in the lineup and everything.
I feel like he's being defiant.
Well, you notice the last couple weeks they've stopped playing him every single day against righties. They didn't pinch hit him the other night for Rojas. Here's a question. Do you think Max Kepler is going to be on the roster the day after the trade deadline?
No. Can't be.
Yeah.
He's probably gone. Oh, you're saying he's gone?
Yeah, he's probably gone.
Yeah, he better be.
I thought you were about to tell us you still believe in him.
When did I ever say I believe in him? You got me mixed up with the
biggest losers that I've ever seen on the team.
What are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Who's the loser that I believed in?
Rojas is a loser. Yeah.
No, what are you hitting about? He's still about 238.
Yeah. See? This is what I'm talking about.
Let me turn on my computer. He's still hitting about 238. Turn on my computer. Let me see.
Rojas is less of a loser than Kepler.
227.
Oh, well, yeah.
227.
He's a losing player, though.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's not a winning player.
227. He's right where, but that's where you wanted him to be.
I wanted him to be a majorly quality hitter.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to win
a World Series. This is one of the worst outfields for a contending team you'll ever see.
Okay. I'll admit that last year that was acceptable, but not this year. 227 ain't acceptable this year. But last year, that's all we were asking for was like 230. He was right there.
You've lowered the bar so low.
Well, they lowered
the bar. I'm tripping over it.
They lowered the bar. I'm just going by what they did.
Who lowered the bar?
The Phillies. They say, just hit 230. So he bought 227.
What's Kepler's excuse? They paid him $10 million to come in here and steal money.
Now, that is a different story.
I mean, it's...
And then you had the audacity. You had the nerve to say, they ain't playing me enough. With a straight face. See that? When you tell a lie...
Yeah.
Just like you would tell your wife when you was at the Coldplay concert.
No, you would.
Well, I would try.
Yeah.
I didn't say it would fly, but I'm a damn sure. That's the kind of lies you need to tell.
Hold on. You said that dog would hunt.
I'm going to try. I'm so try.
How quickly.
Lose your job and your wife in the same day.
Well, that guy managed it.
Yeah, he did. How quickly into the lie until you slapped across the face? 10 seconds? 5?
Well,
20?
I'm not going to stand that close, first of all.
Give yourself some wiggle room.
Because, you know, in a situation like that, because I've been in that situation. Like, you.
Yeah, man.
Like, I was talking to Ike about it.
Are you sure you want to tell that story?
No, I'm saying I was talking to Ike about it the other day because, you know, like, it was a time when, you know, I was an infidel that when it happened, I ain't had no friends for like a year.
You were persona non grata? Stay away?
Hey, Joe.
You're toxic.
It ain't a good play. Hey, listen. It ain't a good place to be, man. Stay with your wife. Don't fool around. I mean, because it's not a good place to be.
Well,
dog.
Just ask the CEO of that company.
I'm trying to tell you, because they friends would call me like, yo, dog, yeah, you got to quit calling me. Like, for real.
You got to lay low for a while.
Hey, dog, you can't be calling me, dog. You can't be calling
me. So, wait, you think that guy lost his job, his wife,
and
friends?
Yeah. Woo. Like, dude.
It's a trifecta.
Because all your married friends, ain't nobody fooling with you. Ain't nobody fooling with you because they can't.
They don't want to be like, where are you going out tonight with? Who are you going out with? Oh,
you don't want that. You don't want that conversation.
That's not good smoke to have.
Man, listen. Sat down and in my basement for 2 years. It was like, what the hell I done did to myself, man? It ain't worth it. Hey, fellas, it ain't worth it, dog. I'm trying to tell you. It ain't worth it, dog. Just go ahead and don't do it. I don't care what the HR lady doing. Don't do it, dog. Don't do it. I don't care what she says she can do.
I don't care how cold she was.
I don't care. Don't do it, dog. Don't do it. I'm just saying. It's a lonely spot to be in. I'm trying to tell you. I'm just saying.
Hugh Douglas offers advice.
Don't be an infidel. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't do that. Don't
the disgraced CEO.
Dog. It's a lonely spot. You ain't got nowhere to
Something
stay.
Something hit me about you saying that you were alone in your basement for 2 years.
No, Joe. Cats was caught like, they was like, dog, we can't fool with you. Like, can't nobody come. Hey, dog, you want to hang out? No.
You're toxic,
no,
buddy.
Brother, no. Everybody giving you the dirty looks. All the wives giving you dirty looks.
Yeah, you got to stay away from them.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it's rough.
215-592-9494. Your chance to hop in and react to the Phillies. Are you expecting a big move? Are you now open to Andrew Painter in the bullpen? What are you most looking forward to with Eagles training camp? And we'll get to an injury update on the other side. A WIP injury update. You're going to have to hear this. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, we do need doctors around here at WIP, unfortunately. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Gilley. Are we, you know, sometimes during the season, Phils or often Sixers, unfortunately. Sometimes Eagles, we got to give you injury updates and how they affect the team. Well, Hugh, we got a pretty big injury update here on WIP this morning.
What happened?
About WIP this morning. We know Jack versus Joe continues here. We're awaiting tennis, which we... you know, are learning that it's going to be next week, and we'll make sure we're a big part of that because they'll be doing it during our show next week. But here was what we heard this morning. Joe teased a big announcement, and we found out about an injury here.
Announcement number one. The challenge for me has gotten harder, and injury has set in.
Oh, no!
Announcement number one, an MRI. Has confirmed injury.
Oh, no!
So if you remember when I ran in baseball, I ran not so well. Whether it was in those moments of running to first base or a pre-existing situation that led me to look so ridiculous to running to first base, there is a little bit of an undetermined element of what is going on. Doctor's trying to figure it out. I was in his office for 3 hours yesterday.
Oh, my God.
But it is not the issue from 6 years ago, which you might remember as a groin tear. But there are some.
We all sadly remember the groin tear.
But, John, there is some tearing. There also is a belief from the doctor that it may, now the next couple of weeks will determine this, may be a hip issue that with me not being like normally aligned is what leads to injury. Like, I might not be properly aligned, and that might be why I get hurt so frequently. We're trying to figure that out. Know this.
You're saying you're put together poorly?
Yes. Yesterday, I had, ladies and gentlemen, to endure a big needle jammed into my groin area.
Oh, God. Not the first for you either.
Not the first. So announcement number one is there is an injury.
Is that cortisone? Like, what were you getting?
Some kind of something. Steroid, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. It's just, but shoot me up, Doc! And surgery may be required.
Oh, no, not again.
But we're trying to figure that out.
All right, before we get into how this affects clearly the rest of the competition here between Joe and Jack with tennis and running and basketball to come and a 1-1 score, is this not the most predictable thing that someone would need surgery after this thing? And it looks like it's going to be Joe DiCaprio
during this thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not even over.
We only did two events, and already we're 3 hours in a doctor, MRIs, needles to the groin. Hugh, your reaction as DiCaprio announces his own injury this morning.
Okay. For clarity's sake, what's wrong with him? His groin or his hip?
Well, they haven't figured it out yet.
What do you mean?
But that's what I'm just going off what he said, right? They don't know yet. There's obviously some pain in the core area.
Okay. And I'm not trying to be difficult. Because, I mean, you know, I work with Joe. But, okay, I've torn my groin. Mm-hmm. Now, if you tear your groin, you know your groin is torn.
Yeah.
If it's your hip, that's a different region. So, again, I ask, which one is it? Because if you tear your groin, dog, it's certain parts of your body that where you feel that consistently, you know, the groin area.
Yeah, well, he's had a groin tear before in the past. He had to have surgery.
Yeah, but the thing is this. When I tore my groin, I knew exactly when I tore it. And you can't move. You know what I mean? It's difficult to move. It's difficult to do a whole lot of stuff. So, again, I ask, which one is it? Like, because I don't understand. He said he got a big needle in his groin.
Mm-hmm. Which is an incredible.
I don't recall.
Theater of the Mind radio this morning.
Well, yeah, and not only that, what is the needle in the groin doing for you? Because the pain is pain. Is pain. I remember when Troy tore his groin. And he had to, it's one of those things where only thing you can do is treat it.
Yeah, I think, one thing I think is worth pointing out, you were a high-level athlete, Troy Vincent, a high-level athlete. We're talking about Joe DiCaprio here, right? Like, there's the tolerance for pain.
And exactly. Yeah. His if this is growing, my thing is this. If it's your groin, your pain tolerance is not that high.
So
you're walking funny.
Are you inferring that he has something else wrong with him, or potentially are we faking the injury to get out of the competition?
See, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't.
I'm not accusing Joe of that. I'm just saying.
It just sounds weird.
You know how, like, when Joel is banged up, he will remind us? Sometimes I think it's almost like a built-in excuse for when he struggles in the big moment, we point back to, well,
you
he was
like
hurt.
You feel like this is with
I'm
with,
just wondering Joe. If Joe sees the writing on the wall here, that Jack's clearly going to take this thing, and he's... Because, you know, he didn't have to tell us this, right? Like, you know, I get frustrated when athletes, high-level ones, tell us they're hurt before a big game, and then it's a built-in excuse. Joe didn't have to do this, because he did say this morning he's going to continue on with the competition.
Yeah, so why are you telling?
Why are you telling? It feels a little excusey. Feels a little like
it's
this.
A little, yeah.
It's why Jack wins.
It's Hugh Douglas excuse-making.
Excuse me? I feel attacked. How dare you, Kyle Quinn?
It is Hugh Douglas-ish.
What you talking about?
It does.
I don't do that. What are you talking about? What'd I do? When'd I do that?
Well, maybe not with an injury, but it sounds like something up your alley. Maybe not as a player, but certainly as a talk show host. It's up your alley as a talk show host.
I'm offended.
It is. It's very up your alley.
Yeah. I'm offended.
The question we keep asking.
You know it's true.
Yeah,
it's not true.
Well, what we've all wondered for a while is what happened to Hugh Douglas, the player? Because the Hugh Douglas we know.
He's grown up and he's matured.
Yeah,
he has layers like a cake.
He went like an onion. We're all crying. You went soft on us is what happened. All
right, I got layers. I got
soft.
So how do we think this ends? Does the camera go under the knife?
I don't think he gets hurt. Man, if you listen. You're growing. If you had to have surgery, you're going to have surgery. You ain't waiting to have surgery. Not it. Joe, if you listen, I'm sorry, but you built bad, man. It's not like you're built bad. You're not waiting. It's not like you have muscles or anything that's going to compensate for the pain that you're in. If you're having surgery, dog, you're going to go have surgery because you're built bad.
Is it the kind of thing, though, like Bryce Harper, where he plays the rest of the year
through
no.
it?
No.
And then gets the surgery afterwards?
Compare Joe to Cameron to any athlete in this city.
Well, Bryce Harper, of all people, who's like bionic. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
If there's one I would compare it to, let me throw this comparison out. So tennis is next, right? That's next week, tennis.
Mm-hmm.
If Joe wins tennis, which I think before the injury update, I think you would give him a decent chance. He plays tennis. Jack mm-hmm. hasn't played. I think he was like a kid, right? That feels like an event Joe might have a real chance at. If Joe wins tennis, I expect him to keep pushing to try to finish this, win, and then deal with his injury.
Well, hold on.
Joe loses tennis, I feel like we might get the Paul George update in the email. The competition is
himself
over.
Down for the season.
Yeah. Taking himself out.
Well, now, but if he does win tennis, I think he has to
push through.
No, I think he has to bow out of running.
Oh, just
forfeit. And go right to basketball.
Yeah, because if he runs, he's going to need surgery.
Yes.
I think that's the smart move, to just tank running.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why he announced it today. Like, that happened a week ago, like 2 weeks ago, right?
Well, because I think he spent 3 hours in the doctor's office yesterday, so it was fresh on his mind.
It's a little weird, dog. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's a little weird.
It's weird?
Well, it's weird,
I think the people deserve to know if he's getting closer
Okay, when did we do the funny running? That was like 2 weeks ago, right? You were
baseball.
On vacation. Yeah, baseball.
What did you call it? Did he run funny?
Yeah, he ran funny. Oh, yeah, you weren't here. So, the timeline. If you pull your groin, that you feel that the next day.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fact.
But maybe he took some Tylenol trying to think it would go away.
Joe, if you pulled your groin, that pain, you feel that the next day. Because you can't move. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm not saying he's lying. I'm not saying that because I don't know. But it just, the math ain't mathing. That's
well,
all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, it was a favorite if you were going to bet on this. Would someone need surgery after this competition?
No, that was a favorite.
That was the favorite.
That was definitely
so
a favorite.
We're there now. All right. 215-592-9494. As DeCamera makes the big announcement this morning, he is dealing with what seems to be a significant injury, and no one here is surprised.
Eagles made a signing.
What do we got? Something big?
Defensive end. No, it's very small.
Uh-huh.
Defensive end, Ogbo Okoronkwo.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah,
those phone calls to come in. Where did he come from?
With Cleveland last year, yeah. So three sacks for the Browns.
I'm glad you picked up on. I meant his former team, not like his origin of birth or where he came from.
Yeah,
you knew what I was talking about. So you played with the Browns.
Never mind.
Yeah. You must have read my mind with that when I was thinking it.
Did he do anything for them last year?
3 sacks.
Got 3 of them things.
All right. Well, I mean,
more productive than Bryce Huff.
You're not wrong. By a lot. You got something to say about Bryce Huff? You're going to be okay over there?
I ain't got nothing to say.
It's camp tomorrow. You got to lock in.
I ain't got nothing to say. You said Bryce Huff name. I ain't got nothing to say.
How many sacks is Bryce Huff going to have for the 49ers this year?
He's going to be about 10.
I could see 10, actually.
Boy, you know, if Kyle said it, might be true.
He's back with Salah.
No, I know. It's a good fit of all the landing spots. Yeah. It is a good fit for him. And they need help on the other side of Bosa. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Kyle, Joe, you and the crew, what's going on?
Bruce, what's up?
Man, I'm still laughing at that Carmen call.
I know. He always gets us.
One guy, you're crumb bomb, and the other one is a Coldplay console of adult tour.
Well, Hugh is a crumb bomb. There's no
question. Yeah, I'm going to do a question about that. Laughing kind of hard, ain't it?
Yeah, it's funny.
No, it was funny. I can't stop making, because his voice, there's something about his voice, and when he gets in his role, man, I can't stop laughing. I love being him.
He starts choking on his words.
Yeah, you're right. but look, just give me a call about this whole Philly thing. You know, Dombrowski, it just annoys me now sometimes just to hear him talk. He sounds like the smooth, talking grimy used car salesman, on the lot. They're trying to soothe everybody. Don't worry about it. We got everything okay. I don't believe that they're going to pull the trigger at the deadline because they're okay with the status quo. Now, I mean, they do have some chances to do something. I mean, you all were talking about Quan, but I would love to have Quan and without sacrificing Painter, because Painter does have some value. Kyle, to your point, you've been saying something earlier. I've been saying all year about Painter. Man, bring him up in the bullpen. He only has to do one or two innings. That makes a lot of sense because mm-hmm. that's the way Suarez started out.
A lot of pitchers. I mean, David Price did that. Yeah. I mean, this happens a lot, especially for young pitchers on good teams because there's not a spot for them, but you kind of get their feet wet and they help you win. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's where the value is for Payne. That's where I don't want to see him go. I think he can contribute like that because he's still coming out of Tommy John surgery is no joke. You're not going to be, who you were. And so I think that's the perfect. He stayed one or two innings, and I think he can really contribute to the bullpen. But Quan, I mean, going back to Quan, though, didn't he have some injuries? Doesn't he have a history of injuries?
Not that I recall. I mean, he's been up in the big leagues 3 years, and I don't recall anything significant that he's had. I mean, I could have missed one when he was younger, but I don't think so. For my money, he's been pretty durable since he got to the major leagues.
Okay, yeah, no, I would love to see him do that. And then, I mean, just kind of throwing that out there, and who's to say they might not, maybe they might, I just want to get you all's take on this, maybe throw Bowman to the package. I mean, you could bring Sosa up at third base, and I know Bowman's been doing pretty good, but, he hasn't been consistent either. But, I mean, what do you guys think about maybe him, maybe Bowman being in that package to bring somebody back?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not letting Alec Bohm hold me up from trading for Stephen Kwan. I mean, if that's the...
hold you hostage.
Yeah, if they want him, they could have him.
I'd like to find a way to do it without doing that.
Yeah, though. I mean, you'd have to replace him at third base. And Bruce, we appreciate it.
We're trying to add to the lineup, and that just takes away a little bit more than you might want.
Now, he's under contract for next year, so maybe a team like Cleveland, who doesn't have much resources, at least we get a starting third baseman for next... But they have Jose Ramirez. I don't even know why they'd want Alec Bohm. But just the idea of Bohm... Yeah, I mean, look, Kemp's playing there right now, and I think Kemp's going to hit well. Kemp's pretty rough at third base. That line drive that he didn't catch last night.
He's miserable at third.
And then he had 2 errors on Sunday. Yeah, he's...
Not good.
He fits in well here. He's another DH, Otto Kemp. They call him up.
That's a lot of DHs.
They really do have
too many
DHs. Yeah, that's part of the problem. All right, can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Sponsored today, you people. sponsored by New Jersey Human Services.
Hey!
Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from your friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov.
All right, you
a
people.
A very serious PSA.
Yeah, it is. It is, yep. Obviously. What are you people up to today?
Well, they can call me Cowboy Kyle all they want.
It's gotta hurt.
You can't hurt me. You can't hurt me.
No, deep down.
Yeah, that hurt a little bit. You were riding kind of hard. No,
been called worse. Back was against the wall. If you ask me why, I'll explain.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad, but I'm just like, dang, that's a lot of fight for the Cowboys. I'm just like, wow. That's,
the day we do, should we dismiss Dallas show and we call him Cowboy?
It's not going to be a good. It's not going to be a good day for me. I'm not looking forward to that. All right, now that that's out of the way, let me predict Hugh Douglas' spin today. The Phillies are so good, they can win without even getting a hit.
Well, we're lucky he didn't try that nonsense.
I didn't do that.
We would have locked the door to the studio on one of the breaks.
I didn't do that.
Well, because you knew we would have yelled at you for 4 hours.
Are people crazy for thinking that you would, though?
Yes.
No.
They are. I wouldn't do that.
Yep. Hugh's going to tell us the Phillies were cold last night.
They were cold.
They're cold a lot.
He's done that before, by the way. At the beginning of the season, he was saying it was cold.
With a straight face.
You want to predict one of the comments on the poll about celebrating?
They mad at us?
Slow news day.
Yeah, Yeah.
No, that's
it's not that's a slow a news day. There's plenty going on.
Evergreen. Yeah. Slow news day is evergreen.
Yeah. We should see the busiest day we get slow news day. Like Eagles game, Phillies playoff game, slow news day?
I think I would predict that we've gotten that before.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Imagine being this miserable. The irony of that comment, by the way.
We're not miserable.
Not at all.
It's a joke.
I mean, everyone's here having a good time.
Well, yep. Except the people commenting on the tweet.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Training camp starting today. Joe is going to declare a quarterback competition.
I'm not. No. That I'm not going to do. Now, I mean, if there's anyone in this room that would.
You said Tanner McKee was the future.
Yeah, you still buy it?
Yeah, I believe that.
Future of what?
Future of football.
Love me though. Football.
Could have got a first round draft pick for him, but
no, you couldn't have.
I have an official statement on the Tanner McKee thing before camp starts.
What you got?
We have totally overrated Tanner McKee.
Of course we have.
It's ridiculous. Yep. Remember early in the offseason, people wouldn't trade him for like a second or third round pick?
Yeah, I was trading for a first.
That's right. You would only move him. You're overrating him.
Yeah.
You would only move McKee if it was, the ninth pick in the draft?
Ninth pick in the draft.
Yeah. You would ask the Saints for the ninth overall pick.
A top
and
10
as
pick.
As I look dead into the camera,
face.
With a straight ass
top
face.
10 pick for Tanner McKee.
Tanner McKee. He's worth it. Every penny.
He's not worth it.
I mean, in my mind.
He's a sixth-round pick, and he won six games in college.
In my mind, he's the future.
It's just as delusional as trying to tell your wife that she was cold.
She was cold. You should have came to the concert with me.
What is more likely to work, asking for the ninth pick in the draft for McKee or getting your wife to believe that the HR lady was cold?
Probably the ninth pick, I think
it all depends.
There's zero chance that's working.
It might.
Well, but the wife could take him back.
Yeah,
he could forgive.
He could come back. She
no one's giving you the
but
ninth
not
pick.
Not because of that excuse, though.
Well, that's true, yeah.
It's that, like, if anything,
oh, no,
she'll just forgive.
You're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah,
for
that, dude.
You're getting punched in the face for that one.
A couple cases of lost listeners today.
Love those.
When are DeCameron and Richie back from vacation?
They were on today.
Telling me?
They were both in. Richie's been in every day since last Monday.
Some people are living in another week, in another time, in another universe.
I understand that.
It's unbelievable.
I've been there before.
Yep. Another lost listener. Hugh Douglas always speaks the truth.
No, that's the truth. Now they're not. Don't do that to the listener. They know what
they're
hear.
Lost. They're lost.
They know what they hear.
That was the most lost listener of the day.
They know what they hear. They hear me dropping.
You sat here for years and tried to spin the defense is not important in the NFL.
And I did it. The hottest take on the planet.
AI says
I use this in a – so my son is 10 now, right?
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about how – you know, sometimes you see things, he doesn't have a phone yet, but like he has the iPad, right? Sometimes you'll see things and it's not always true. I was trying to help him like understand.
Yeah.
He's good. He gets it. But then I was trying to come up with an example and we were talking about Google. Sometimes they'll just give you an AI overview now. So I said, well, actually, if you know, on our show, Hugh said something once and AI makes it sound like it's true. When it's not.
But it was true, though.
Well, no, it was not.
It was true that it's a famous take.
It's a famous take. But it doesn't mean it's accurate.
No,
it's accurate.
No. By no means is it accurate.
Very
it's
accurate.
A lie.
Okay.
Very
speaking of the whole Coldplay situation, Hugh gave us a very good drop when he was making excuses up for why he was hooking up on the HR lady.
But I was smoking crack.
That one's going to get a lot of run.
Dog, listen. Desperate times call for desperate measures. But I was smoking crack. So you got to listen. You got to say what you got to say. You got to fall on that sword, man. Listen, you can't lose again. You can't lose your wife and your job.
I was smoking crack in the same day.
Do you think you saying that's going to make the situation better?
Well, you got to at least fight for one of them, and the wife is the one you fight for.
Well, now your wife also finds out that you were smoking crack for the Coldplay concert.
Well, and then you go immediately to rehab, baby. Well, you probably ain't got no choice because you damn sure ain't got nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
So you probably have to go to rehab.
So you're going to lie to the people at rehab?
Yeah. They're like, listen.
You're going to waste these people's resources on you.
Listen.
All because you're trying to get
trying to get back in. Like, and never will do it again.
Visiting hours are over and the staff is like, that guy's lying. He's fine. Like,
listen, you got to do what you got to do, man. If you're going to tell a lie, you got to live the lie.
So your wife is not only going to find out that you were cheating on her. But now you're venturing into crack.
No, yeah, she's going to find. But listen, maybe she'll have some sympathy. At that point, you're trying to keep your wife. You lost your job.
I have so much sympathy for her crackhead husband.
You keep your wife.
You need to hope she has empathy for how sad you are a person you've become. I mean, that's really what it is.
That's what you're hoping for. But it don't seem like the way his wife moved, she moved swiftly.
Yeah.
She moved swiftly.
Yeah, he's cooked. I mean, it was just called for it.
But I was smoking crack. I'd have left. Say if it would have been me, it wouldn't have been me. But I left that Coldplay concert immediately and went home. And be like, baby, you go see some things that on the TV. That ain't me. You going to believe me or your lying eyes?
It's a deep fake.
Man, I'm alive with a straight
face. That's better than I was smoking crack.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
The deep fake would work better than that. Yeah.
Like, you know how technology is nowadays.
Immediately.
You can't tell what's real and what's not. Yeah, that wasn't me.
Come on.
That one might hunt.
Yeah, that could.
That dog might hunt.
You know, it was AI. That's really the excuse.
Way better than I was smoking crack.
Or I got one for you. Hey, babe, I'll leave the concert immediately and say, babe, you're probably going to see something on TV because we were sitting there watching the concert. And she was laughing and giggling, and she fell in my lap, and I caught her.
Oh, yeah.
The camera looked like I was hugging her, but I wasn't.
I've learned in life, the longer someone talks during a lie, the worse it is. Yeah. You got to be quick and short. It was AI. It wasn't me.
I was smoking crack.
Or that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to say crack. Yeah, crack. Babe, I hit the crack pipe, and then she fell in my lap. That might work. They were smoking crack. At the Coldplay concert. And I didn't want to smoke it, but they put pressure on me. Like, and then she fell in my lap.
You're blaming peer pressure?
And then the HR lady, because you know the HR lady, she mean. She fell in my lap.
Everybody
and told me to rub her arms while she was in my lap where she was going to get me in trouble.
You got to take the L.
I'm not taking the L without a fight. I'm fighting for my wife.
All right, that's enough. We're taking an L on the rest of this day. All right, afternoon show is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
At training camp.
Live from Eagles training camp as practice is going on. We'll be there doing the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show has you next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.